By who?
Tyagaraja Swami.
Uh-huh.
He was
from Andhra Pradesh. Very great singer, Tyagaraja. He's like in the classical music of South India. Anybody who sings his songs is equal to PhD level.
Uh-huh.
Because his songs are fixed actually. Radha, Tara, everything is fixed. Nobody can change. In the Sangeetam, in the music, the highest is Tyagaraja. And he's got his own meter and the tunes and Tara, everything is all fixed.
He's like Tansen.
Yeah. And
he's like Tansen.
And he said he's the incarnation of Valmiki. Valmiki.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's
so he was doing everything Ramayana and song?
Yeah, maximum of Ramachandra. One song on Krishna he sang.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And in this song he is pleading Lord Rama that from so many years I'm praying for your mercy, begging for your mercy, but still you're not giving me anything. And I have waited so long, is this not enough for you? And after that he glorifies himself by saying, you are the jewel for the devotees and you who have lotus eyes. And singing like this, Tyagaraj is offering this prayer at your lotus feet.
Tyagaraj.
Yeah.
He was a sannyasi, renunciate?
No, he's a ghost.
Tyagaraj.
His daughter's wedding was performed by Rama in his
family. Okay.
Tyagaraja Kriti is Akirtanas are very famous. Very, very famous. In Indian classical music.
Shri Rama, Shri Rama, Shri Manohar Rama, Shri Rama, Shri Rama, Shri Manohar Rama.
Krishna Vibrana, 5 minutes. ఏది
అక్షత
ఏది
అక్షత శ్రుతం కేశవం రామనారాయణం కృష్ణదామోదరం వాసుదేవం హరిం శ్రీధరం మాధవం గోపికావల్లభం జానకీ నాయకం రామచంద్రం భజే అచ్యుతం కేశవం సత్యభామాధవం మాధవం శ్రీధరం రాధికారాధితం ఇందిరామందిర చేతసాసుందరం దేవకీ నందనం నందజం సంవదే కృష్ణవే కృష్ణవే శంఖినే
Okay, there.
End of nowhere.
we also had teachers, Maharaj, but nobody would come regularly for us. They would come home and teach us in the beginning. But then as soon as they start teaching to us, something would happen. Mostly it was ladies who would come to teach us because we were girls. They would get married or they would get a job, something or the other would happen and they would stop coming. So again, new teachers, she used to start from the beginning. So we were like, and when we asked her to start from where we stopped, she would say, their style is different, my style is different, we have to learn from the beginning. And so we got vexed with the teachers and we started learning from hearing, from the tapes. What we sang, both the songs, we learned it from hearing.
Very good, yeah. Why not?
Well, my children, they just learned a lot of songs from the Mahabharata series that have been just finished from starting. They learned a lot of Hindi songs and other songs just by hearing, just by listening. 4 and, was that 6 and a half?
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
one girl or both girls?
Both girls.
Following your example.
I like girls.
Me too.
But I don't say this actually. Deep in the heart of the heart, I know why. And both of us, I was very happy actually. Some others are feeling sad for me. Hey, both girls, what are you? I'm very happy, what's the problem? But both the girls in the pond, I distributed sweets, you know. Yeah. I was looking for a company. I distributed sweets. Hey, boy, girl, you're distributing sweets?
That was the Bhaktivinoda Manu Gadadhar. He's the head pujari. He has 2 daughters. He says, I don't know why they complain. Girls are Lakshmi Devi. Ever since I had girls, I have unlimited money.
Like on Sankirtana was born, what happened actually? Yeah, I got into devotion life.
Just before
the Sankirtan was born, got into devotion life. When Krishna Priya was born, I became temple president.
Full time
and temple president.
Why, what's the story behind why you installed Radha Govinda Asta Sakhi only? No other deities, Indian deities.
It is like this, Maharaj. In the year 1889, I went to Mayapur for the first time. When I saw the deities, Radha Madhava and Asasakis, that time in Bangalore, we had a small temple, and Krishna and Balaram, the altar was so small. You know, and of course, the reading Prabhupada books, the philosophy and all. But 1889, I went there, took initiation from Jayapataka Swami in Mayapur. That time, when I saw Radha Madhava and Asasakis, I was stunned. It was mind-boggling. Not seen anything like that. That time I desired actually. Should I have in South India? Not that I should build or something, nothing. We should have a temple like this in South India. That's it. The desire was there.
There must not be any other temple like this. South India?
No. So then I think later on in some retreat, you know, with Jayapataka Swami, we were just discussing generally. Then I told him, Gurumaraj, I have plans to build a already we had Radha Govinda to add Ashtasakis. What do you say? He just looked at me, never said yes or no. He looked at me and thought and gave a smile. I took it for granted. The smile I took it for granted. I worked on that actually. Then Nasima Kavaja Prabhu said, no, you should limit only to Lalita and Shak. No more, he said. It's exclusively for Mayapur.
Who said that?
Nasima Kavaja Prabhu.
Oh.
You know, I said, oh, already, you know, it's very strong in my mind to have the sakis. Then he said, okay, in that case, you install 2, Lalita and Shakti. Wait for a year. Then go other 2. And 4 years, you had to keep on planning. Then I thought, that would be too much. Then I got all the deals and installed. That time the ministry was not so strict. It was not so strict, you know, so I got away. Now we are not. Now the ministry is very strict.
It's unique. And it's good. Why have same deities as everyone else is expecting to have? There's something unique. So there's no in South India,
no.
A lot of Krishna.
And now we have the names of the Sakhis in the writing. But usually when people, South Indian ladies, when they come, when we were taking darshan, they speak around us. So they think Krishna and Radharani and the 8 queens of Dwaraka.
Yeah, they're the only queens of Dwaraka. So So these deities, we did it very meticulously. She's the inspector. Bhaktika is the inspector.
Yes.
Where every deity, you know, meticulously checked for all the details very carefully. We should go. Brothers go only for the inspection purpose. See everything 2-3 times. Then pass the deities. 2 will come. Then the next set. The next set. And all these deities were in my office only. I never left anywhere. I was sitting in the office in front of me, all these deities.
And then Jaipur?
Yes, sir.
Pandey?
Pushpender
Pandey.
They're all Pandeys.
Yeah, many Pandeys. It is a good job. It is a very good job.
He told Maya Guru also, he won't meet him.
Maya Guru, please. Yeah, in Vrindavan, at Radhakund, there's Ashtasakhi Mandir.
Yes, ma'am. Near Banki Bihari Temple.
And in Vrindavan, there's one. In Govardhan, there's Ashtasakhi Mandir.
Oh, I see.
Actually, not in Govardhan town, by Govinda Kund.
Okay.
There's Ashtasakhi Mandir. Even in Vrindavan, there's not many. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's very good.
South, there's no concept of gopis at all. It's all Krishna, the queen, Satyabhamana. No, I mean, generally, temples, I mean.
That is Tirupava, English translation, Maharajuka.
English translation, I can Tirupava. Tirupavai is Godadevi.
Yes.
Glorifying the worship of gopis towards Krishna. To Krishna. Yes. Amazing. Gopis' love for Krishna explained by Godadevi. That's Tirupavai.
Hmm.
You content?
It's very difficult.
You learned one verse, no?
It's very difficult. She wrote it like Har Tamil is even more difficult.
Pure Tamil.
Very. So it's a real conquest. In the Dhanurmas, they call in South India, that month, like unmarried girls, they all worship Godadevi. Like in our family, my mother's side and all, they worship Godadevi and they chant one verse one day, like 30 days, 30 verses. So I used to switch on the tape and I just used to look at that page. I couldn't sing it. So
that is in Tamil language.
In Tamil.
Uh-huh. And her Tamil is very rich, Maharaj. Now the Tamil is simpler compared to what she has written.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Chaitanya Charitamrita
Bengali.
Yeah,
similarly, in Telugu also. Old Telugu is very difficult.
With all languages.
All the languages.
In
Anglican Maharaj?
Huh?
In the Europe also is like this?
In English, sure.
English and
old English.
And European languages.
It became English, then it became American.
American.
When at the end of the war, when Churchill and Roosevelt, they met, and Churchill said, he says, I don't mind you speaking the way you speak. He says, but you have to call it English.
What are the European languages like Hungarian?
Like
old version is there?
I don't know, it's probably the same. All languages.
The old version is
degraded. Yes.
Old version is more pure than that.
More poetic.
They use much more words, more eloquent words. If you see poetry, or if you just see some newspapers, it's completely different.
Hungarian language is very poetic. For poetry, it is very nice. Very nice. It's very similar to Tibetan Sanskrit. Should we take prasada?
Yes.
I will just wash hands.
Yeah.